Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Alive. It's alive! It's alive!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Like, why can't I be strong? Have you seen this right here, man? Feeling strong right now.
I'm gassed. I'm so excited.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm not sure where that came from, but sure.
Where's your sense of humor, man?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't touch that dial.
Welcome back, hour number two. Bob and Jeff, we got a lot done in hour number one.
Oh, did we?
So much.
It's crazy.
If you missed any of it, be sure to get that Odyssey app. You can find our show easily. Just find KFH. You'll be directed to go back earlier in the day to find previous shows, and there we are. And you can find more of our shows there, too, not just today's. It's really unbelievable.
Is it?
I think so.
That's fantastic news.
You can take it on the road with you. Just set it up on KFH. Plug it into your speaker. Do what you got to do in your car, and just you go. That's what I do.
I didn't know.
Are we off the air?
Maybe.
No, it's a weekly test of your emergency broadcast.
Are we going to be off the air? Aren't you not allowed to have that go over the air?
No, you can't shut that speaker off when that thing comes over.
I think we're going to be fined and fired for this. But not my problem, I guess. Pop culture talk. We have not, and I assume will not, hear from our friend Mike Furches.
Probably the man's not feeling well.
Do you have any pop culture tidbits that you'd like to offer up right now?
Man, we did just finish. I don't know. Have you ever watched The Lincoln Lawyer? Have you watched the movie or the series?
I think I might have watched the movie a while ago.
The series is like, it's really good. Really good. And we just watched the third series season just came out. We just finished watching it.
Who's the star of that show?
Oh, what's his name?
You know I don't know any celebrities.
And I don't know his name either. Just a second. I'm going to have to try to find it.
Matthew McConaughey,
but it's not him.
And this iteration. It is, of course, doesn't even say. Mickey Haller is the name of the character.
Mickey Haller is the character.
Yes, the actor, of course, is...
Well, who is it?
You know who it is. Manuel García Rulfo.
Yeah.
Neve Campbell's in this show?
Yeah, she's in the first couple... She's in the...
So she dies is what you're talking
about. No, she's in the third one, too. She's just not in it as much. But I think... Who else was in that? I'm not exactly sure. You're talking to the wrong guy when it comes to that stuff. But I'll tell you what, if you want a series to watch, go watch it.
Maybe I will.
Like, start in the, obviously, the first one.
First season.
The first season. And it's one of those ones that got me and my wife, as soon as we started, we watched the first one, had to watch the next one, and then it was like, okay, tomorrow we're watching the next one. It's one
we
of those
three
that,
seasons to dive into.
That John, and it's they're good. We basically binged the third season. We watched it in 3 days.
I love it.
And it is fantastic. So
they're about 10 season episodes, 10 episode seasons.
10 each, and they're about 50 minutes long, anywhere from 50 to an hour, kind of.
And they're all out right now.
All of them. They drop them all, so you don't even have to wait for anything.
That's fantastic. 30 episodes just sitting there waiting for me.
It's honestly, it's where I know you're not going to watch Slapshot, because that's been years now.
I think I did watch Slapshot.
No, you didn't.
I just have forgotten a lot about
oh,
it.
Oh, is that what you
so
forgot?
So if you ask me a question about it, I probably won't remember.
Oh, that's right.
But at the time,
yeah.
You remember I rattled off bits of trivia and facts about the movie.
Right, right. And what were the three tough guys' names?
The Larsons.
No.
The Jones brothers.
Oh, it's so painful.
You know who they are.
I do.
The Hansons. Is that what I said?
Yeah, you finally found them. Good job.
What did I say?
Oh, the Larsons, the Joneses.
Yeah, Larson.
Larson.
Because they're played by Carlson, Jeff Carlson. So I kind of got them mixed up. Carlson, Hanson. Carlson.
Oh, is that what happened?
I think that's what happened.
You're going to, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Hanson brothers, like the band.
So what are the chances of you actually watching this series? This
probably,
might be something you should watch with your wife. She'd probably like
90%.
It. She'd probably like this one.
We just got into a show, but it's not a Netflix show, so we got to wait a week. I think we're up to actually last night's episode. So we do have one episode to watch. It's a show on ABC. It's called High Potential.
It's awesome.
You watch that?
Yeah, we've already watched them all.
You watched all of them?
Oh, except last night's. We didn't watch last night's, obviously.
That's on Hulu. Is that where you watch it also, Hulu, or something else?
We just got it DVR'd.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's a really good series.
It's a fantastic show. That's another one that kind of just, you got to watch the next one, which I'm glad that we had five to watch initially.
Oh, you got to watch, we've been watching them just one at a time, which kind of drives us nuts, but it's okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I knew the show. I saw that the woman from Scrubs, Judy Reyes,
uh-huh.
who plays, I guess, the captain, I knew she was in a show. I didn't really know what it was. And then once I started watching the show, and then like she's in it, obviously not the main character, but that plays a big part. I'm like, okay, I'll watch this, and then it's good. And then we kept watching.
So we're on The Lincoln Lawyer, which we're done now, and then High Potential is the other one, and then Matlock with Kathy Bates.
Is that good?
It's awesome.
Huh.
Just
tell
watch
me about it.
Just watch one. Well, it's like the old, she's trying to, it's one of those ones where there's a backstory that's going to be going through the whole season, and they obviously, it's lawyers, and they're trying to get somebody off of charges or trying to, you know, one of those things. But there's a backstory that's inside it. And I don't want to tell you because it'll ruin the first show for you.
Okay. Well,
so I don't want to tell you because it was just like, really?
Can you answer this question for me?
What?
Obviously, we remember Matlock, Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
Back in the day, made the character famous. Is this a descendant? Is this a reboot? Are we just saying Matlock's a woman now? What are we doing with that?
No, and I can't tell you because it'll make perfect sense after you watch the first episode.
Ah,
it'll make perfect sense. It's worth watch. I'll tell you what, it's worth watching the first episode, and it's only what 40 minutes long.
All right,
because
well,
it's on. It's on, is it on ABC too, or is it on CBS?
The best network.
Of course, yeah, in Jeff's opinion. Anyways, so.
Who would have a different opinion?
So I would, those are the two, if you haven't watched anything and you got something to watch, those are three that I would definitely say you're not going to waste your time.
Well, what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to cook dinner.
Oh, nice.
Well, I'm going to have a little nap first or a little rest.
Oh, of course.
Hang out with the kiddies, and then I'll make dinner.
Yeah.
And then we'll sit down and we'll watch High Potential, last night's episode.
Yeah.
And then we'll bump over to Matlock.
Yeah, try Matlock. Because once you get into Lincoln Lawyer, you won't try anything else. You'll want to keep watching
that
one,
that's what I'm thinking. Like, there's too many episodes.
And there's only two, I think there's only two Matlocks out right now.
That's it?
Yeah, because they aired the first one, and then it had like 2 weeks before they showed the second one.
Yeah, CBS has been...
I don't know why. Well, 2 weeks off, so 3 weeks total until you got the second episode.
CBS has been behind in their releasing of the shows. Why can...
What?
I want to get the season one episodes for this year. Yeah, there's been three, actually.
Has there been three?
The pilot on September 22nd,
uh-huh.
And then one on October 17th and 24th. And there's another one tomorrow. So we'll have four to watch this week.
They're good.
I like it.
They're good. But jump into The Lincoln Lawyer, too. That could be a binge day.
I don't want to
read. If it's raining all weekend... Might be like a little binge session.
Maybe we'll go camping, take the TV, hook it up to our hotspot, and just watch shows all day.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wouldn't that be just lovely?
I think it'd be great.
What a day that'd be.
Oh, heaven. Absolute heaven.
The other show I'm watching is Papa's House on, of course, CBS.
I don't know that one.
Damon Wayans and Damon Wayans Jr.
Oh.
Two of the funniest people ever on this planet.
Really?
Are you familiar with their work?
I know who the Wayans brothers are.
Yeah, it's...
But I...
The Wayans brother
watch
is
their show.
Damon, and then their son, his son, Damon Wayans Jr., obviously.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're quite funny, and I like the show a lot.
Well, then there you go. I'm happy for you.
Are you a Big Bang Theory? Did you like Big Bang?
Yeah, we watched it.
Because I'm looking forward to the spinoff.
Denise, it's out already.
Stuart, Denise, and Bert?
Yeah, George coming. And Mandy's first
no,
wedding.
No, no, no. There's another one coming.
There's another one? How many Big Bang shows do we need?
Stuart, Bert, and Denise.
Stu, Bert, and Denise.
Stuart was great in that show. And Bert. And Denise was Stuart's girlfriend. I'm looking forward to that when it comes. And maybe Penny will come back.
It is apparently has sabotaged its chances of being successful. With this one detail. And it's one of those articles where you have to read 19 paragraphs to get to the actual...
Was that about Leonard being dead?
Is it? There's Leonard dead?
They said it will solve it when it comes. But...
Is he dead?
I don't know.
It's impossible no idea. To know.
They summarized that from the last Young Sheldon when he didn't mention Leonard. He just kept mentioning Penny.
Hmm. All right, then.
That should be good, though, because Stuart was great in that show, and Bert.
What?
What is it?
Do you have any people trick-or-treating tomorrow? Is your son going out? Is your daughter going out?
No.
They aren't?
No.
So what are you doing?
Well, I forgot it was Halloween, so does that tell you what I'm doing? Probably nothing.
You're going to want Matlock.
There's a good chance. What's tomorrow? Thursday?
Yeah. Matlock's on Thursdays.
Thursday.
So what's you're not even going to go like get some candy for yourself?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm
no,
serious.
No, I'll go to the store and get my own candy. I'm
That's
not going to
walk
around and go to houses
no,
to get candy.
Moron.
What are they going to say? What are you dressed up as?
Idiot.
Well, I'm a grown man and I'm from Canada. That's my costume. What do you think?
Well, they'd probably give you candy thinking you were mentally challenged.
Can I have a popsicle or maybe a little... Whatever.
Obviously,
I don't even know what they give out anymore. Little
obviously
candies
I'm going to the store.
Snickers
what do you think
bar?
I meant?
I thought you meant I was. Are you going out? To
you're
go
doing a Bob
treating?
Right now, and I don't like
no,
it.
No,
you're doing a Bob. You're talking over people when you're wrong. And I don't
I'm not
like
wrong.
No.
I'm not. I thought you meant. Are you going to go out and get candy? That makes you sound like when you're talking about Halloween. Are you going to go out and get candy?
Moron.
What? You're
obviously,
a moron.
I meant if your kids are trick or treating. They're going to bring home some candy, right?
Yep.
And you're probably going to eat some of that candy.
That's not mine.
Isn't this kids
up.
In high school?
Yes.
Do high school kids trick-or-treat still?
I don't think
my
so.
My daughter did for when maybe her first year, I wanted to kill her, but that's beside the point. It was a bad idea.
See?
Maybe
your exactly.
Kids, maybe your kids are doing bad idea stuff, too. Anyway, you took their candy. Shut up. The point is...
What? I did not take their
you
candy.
You didn't take their candy.
Don't tell me to shut up because I didn't take their candy.
You absolutely
so don't even,
did.
Don't even sit over there
what,
like an idiot that you're looking like right now.
100% you took their candy.
Did not take their candy.
Not one piece ever.
Didn't take their candy.
One piece ever.
Not in the last few years. Maybe when
not
they were
the
younger.
Last few years, but...
No.
God, what a liar.
I have my own candy.
What?
Because when I go to the store to get candy, I bought candy I want. That way I would only... I'd always have some left over, so that's the candy I'd eat. We'd have to take half of their candy away anyway. Just see the bags of candy these kids would come home with. Utterly ridiculous.
Right, so what
like,
did you
utterly
like?
Utterly ridiculous.
What did you like to take from them?
I didn't. My wife usually took it to work, and the girls shared it there. I never really took any of their candy.
God, do you just
what,
can you just
candy corn?
Have a conversation?
I don't eat candy corn. It's terrible.
I didn't ask you about candy corn.
Candy corn is
Why
terrible.
Why do you feel like you need to bring up candy corn?
Candy corn is the worst candy out there.
Worse than Mounds?
Mounds are fantastic.
No, they're not. Anything with coconut in it.
Oh, Almond Joys are one of my favorite. Speaking
you guys are
of
weird. You're so
coconut.
Weird.
Worse than Good and Plenty? Ugh.
There's a lot of bad candies
good
out there.
Plenty.
There are.
And you know
that's
what?
Why you don't eat it out of
you shouldn't
why steal
participate
theirs.
In eating bad candy. The good candies, you got your Nestle Crunch, you got your Kit Kat, you got your 100 Grand, you got your Starburst, your Mike and Ike's, your Skittles, your Jolly Ranchers. I mean, there's so many good candies. I'm going to have a Mounds, this guy over here. Unbelievable.
If there was a Mounds, I would eat it before
what
most of
those.
What do you
get out of eating a Mounds?
Coconut. You don't like coconut?
No. Nobody likes coconut.
Well, I do, so not everybody hates coconut, Jeff.
You don't like coconut. Again, a lie.
What are you talking
I think
about?
You're just
you ever had
forth...
a coconut cream pie?
Of course not.
Oh, it's fantastic.
He doesn't eat pie. You don't know that?
Oh, I know that, but I'm just asking because it's coconut. But it's the only thing I can think of, Max, right off the top of my head.
Yeah, because nothing is coconut flavored because coconut sucks.
Coconuts are good.
You haven't had coconut, pineapple, Haagen-Dazs ice cream?
Don't get me started on pineapple. Also
on pineapple?
Disgusting.
Are you out to lunch?
Absolutely vomit-inducing.
You're the weirdest dude
ever.
Gag
reflex to the max.
Pineapple. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Got some in the fridge. Come over.
I'd rather die.
Dip it in chocolate. Oh, it's even better.
Yeah, everything's better when you dip it in chocolate.
Well, then don't. Just eat it plain. I do that all the time.
I'd rather die.
Get a pineapple, cut it in strips. Oh, it's nothing better.
I got 2 days, man.
2 days of what? Pineapple and
two
coconut.
Days of,
try it.
Of binging on candy. I'm going no sweets November.
Maybe that's why.
You want to go no sweets November with me?
No sweets November.
Yeah.
What's that mean? What can't I have?
You can't have cookies. You can't have donuts. You can't have cake. You
anything
can't have candy.
Sugar.
You can't have ice cream.
Anything with sugar?
Yeah. Basically.
In November?
No sweets November.
Except?
Thanksgiving.
Except on Thanksgiving?
You can have your pumpkin pie or your coconut cream, which is not a sweet.
No, we don't have coconut cream pies and stuff on Thanksgiving.
What do you?
But.
By the way, I meant to
sweet potato pie. My wife makes an unbelievable sweet potato pie, and if that's there, I'm eating it.
You can eat that.
With whipped cream.
Sure. Thanksgiving's an exception.
Okay, you know what? I can do that.
I'll also give you the day after for leftovers.
What day is Thanksgiving? What's the date?
It's a Thursday.
This year? No.
Yes, it is.
Is it the 23rd?
It's a Thursday.
No, is it the 20th?
It's the 28th.
Oh,
it's late.
Late this year. Yeah, we got to wait. We got almost
a month.
That'll
be the 50th anniversary of John Lennon's last live appearance ever with Elton John.
There you go. On the 28th?
Yes. Today's the anniversary of the Rumble in the Jungle.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Why would anybody fight in Zaire, South?
That's who sponsored the fight. That's who put up the money.
That and the fight in the Philippines with Joe Frazier, those two made no sense.
A billion people watched the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yes.
A billion.
Yeah, but why? I don't get those venues.
Just got three texts. Coconut's great. Coconut's great. What's he talking about?
What's he talking about? He's talking about something you will never understand.
And pineapple's bad? You're the weirdest man ever.
Well, you can take it up with me at 3:45.
Absolutely.
Right now, we've got an interview with one of the great flag football coaches in the area, Felicia Teeter, Bethel's flag football coach. We're going to talk flag football. I got a thing coming up.
You got a thing coming up?
No, they do.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what you were doing.
And we're going to see what's going on.
She was hoping you were going to go play flag football. That would have been great. I'd have went to see that.
I can score from the one. Stay with us.
We're still waiting for that.
Felicia Teeter coming up. Bob and Jeff, KFH.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Let's go back to the IHOP hotline and talk to the flag football coach at Bethel College in North Newton. Her name is Felicia Teeter. Felicia, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be an interesting conversation. I think you were named flag football coach at Bethel earlier this year. It's obviously a program that's getting off the ground. How do you go about building a flag football program?
So, I mean, I think it's like any kind of program, whether you're in sports or not, you kind of have to identify, like, what are the requirements, what are the needs, who's my target audience. Bethel was an easy sell when I got on the road, just because it's got such a great educational opportunity and the environment's so good. And I was coaching at Pratt before this. And so when I came over here, obviously it's a different sales pitch than when I was at the JUCO. But luckily, there's a lot of people that are really interested in it. So we have recruited a team of girls from across the country, from Washington State all the way to Georgia, Texas, you name it. We've got kids from one coast to the other that have come here to North Newton to play flag football at Bethel.
Well, and so it's how many games do you play? Can you give our, not just us,
yeah,
but
sure,
the listeners, a little rundown of who you're playing, when you're playing, what the rules are? Just give us a quick 101.
Sure. So flag football is still considered an emerging sport with the NAIA. Right now there's more teams playing at the NAIA level than at any other division, though we've now had some D3s pick it up this calendar year. So the season is in the spring. We go concurrently with softball and track as far as when we play. But they, and there's some D2s that are now hiring coaches to bring it on board as well. And there's like maybe one D1. But because the NAIA is the biggest conference, KCAC has got the number one and number two teams in the nation the past 3 years that it's been are both in the KCAC, and that's Ottawa and Kansas Westland. But we have 10 different colleges in the KCAC that are playing. Four of them are from outside the state that are playing as affiliate members to the KCAC, two from Missouri, one from Iowa, and one from Nebraska. But the heart of it is all in Kansas. Our season, like I said, starts in the spring. And this year, we have since we have 10 conference ten teams in the conference, we'll play nine non-conference games. And depending on the schools, how many non-conference games they'll play. For Bethel, since it's our first year and I have a team full of freshmen, I kind of kept the number low. So we'll play 15 total games in the season when we start. And when I say spring, it's really winter. We start at the end of February is when our season starts. So it's still pretty cold. Yeah. Now, right now, we're in our off-season. Just like tackle football has their off season in the spring, our off season is in the fall. So we're allowed 10 weeks to actually do football. And we're culminating with, and this I'm pretty excited about, we're culminating with a three-way scrimmage with Cotty College and Pratt Community College at Pratt. And what's special about it is we're doing it on Veterans Day, and all three of the head coaches are all female veterans. Myself and Abby Munson from Pratt are both Army veterans. And Alicia Freeman from Cotty is an Air Force veteran. And so obviously the three of us see each other all the time recruiting. And we thought this was a great opportunity to kind of showcase, you know, get our girls a chance to play like kind of a goodwill scrimmage, but also kind of highlight what women veterans are doing around the place. And also since flag football is an emerging sport, we just thought it would be fun all the way around.
Felicia,
so that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, November 11th. That's one of the reasons, basically the main reason I wanted to get you on was to talk a little bit about that, and we will here in just a second talk a little bit more about it. Felicia Teeter, our guest, the Bethel Flag football coach. So I was interested when you talked about recruiting, and I don't know how much of a sport in high schools that flag football is, but let's use the example. You don't have to talk about the particular player, but when you go out to Washington or you're looking at somebody in Washington, is it because, hey, this is a great basketball player and we think she could convert. This girl is great at ultimate frisbee and we think she could convert to flag football. Or are these people actually playing flag football somewhere in an organized fashion?
So that's a great question. Most of the states I recruited athletes from are actually playing it as a sanctioned high school sport. So the number keeps increasing as far as the states that are having it as a sanctioned sport. So how I recruit is really the same way a lot of us recruit tackle football players. I know a lot of coaches around the country. I used to coach high school tackle football in Texas. And so through networking, through AFCA, American Football Coaches Association, National Coalition of Minority Football Coaches, I've met different coaches around the country. And as flag is coming on, a lot of times the first coach that they go to help stand up their girls' flag program is someone who's coaching on the tackle side. And so because of different networking, a lot of those coaches know me. So in that example we did of the girl from Washington, I knew her high school coach from the tackle side. And when he was getting ready to have to start a flag team, he had called me early on to ask me, like, hey, how do you translate some of the concepts? Like, how are you doing this? And then I said, hey, after we get done with the conversation, if you have any girls that show up this year that look good, give me a holler. So he let me know he had a couple athletes. So I have him fill out a recruiting questionnaire. But Georgia is huge. Nevada is huge. Florida has been doing it for like 10 years as a sanctioned sport. I'm getting ready to go down to Oklahoma next week because they sanctioned it. This year is their first year that Oklahoma is having it as a sanctioned high school sport. Now, as far as other athletes, like because we're a Kansas school, I want to have Kansas athletes. And those are definitely girls I've recruited from basketball, track. And my thing is if you're athletic and coachable, I'll teach you. I mean, we're still at the emerging sport level. So there's still room for some of those kids where you can bring them on. Well, maybe in 5 or 6 years, it will be hard for a kid who hasn't already played at the high school level to play collegiately. But right now, that's not the case. So I'll take any athletic, coachable kid, and then we'll work on it. And I kind of joke, I'll either teach him how to high point a ball or I'll make him a DB, right? So
there you go.
We'll, so it's networking. Girls will find out. I'll go to, like, a lot of NFL teams will put on a showcase. And so, like, I might go to a showcase. Like in Nevada, the Raiders will host one, and they might have 200 girls from the local area there. And so we get all their contact info. And so I'll reach out to all of them. the girl with my recruiting questionnaire, and then I kind of triage it. So the first thing I do is if they don't fill out the recruiting questionnaire, then they're not interested enough to come, right? The next step is I call the coaches. And when I'm talking to coaches, again, it's a lot of what the men's coaches are doing. I want to know, are they coachable? Are they a good teammate? Do they take care of business in the classroom? What kind of headaches are they going to cause me outside the classroom, right? So we want coachable, good kids to come to our program. And then if that goes good, then I'm going to contact the athlete directly. We'll have a phone call, see if we have, like, what kind of chemistry we have there, and then I'll set up a Zoom call with the parents. And then a lot of that is just to make sure that they can see me face-to-face. A lot of times, especially, you know, if they're coming across country, they want to look me in the eye before they trust me with their kids. I try to get them to come visit if they can. That's not always feasible based on family circumstances. But yeah, that's how we kind of start the relationship. And then we get them applied to school. And once they get accepted, then we can start working through the scholarship process. But all of our girls are on some kind of athletic scholarship. And then at Bethel, because we're NAIA, we also give an academic scholarship too. So we try to whittle it down. I don't have anybody on a full ride. We're not quite there yet, but I try to bring it down as low as I can for the better athletes.
Coach, what's your background?
So, did you want to know the rules, or you want background first and then the rules?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Give us a little bit of your background and what were you doing before and how you kind of got into this as it is an emerging sport.
This is funny. So I don't know a single woman in football that has a normal story, but so I was in the Army for 10 years, and then I worked for Department of Defense as a civilian for 20 years. I have three adult children. When my youngest finished high school is kind of when I left civil service. So I had 30 years combined, but not old enough to get a pension, but I knew I just wanted to do something totally different. Well, I thought what I was going to do was going to be doing some work as a private contractor, doing leadership development and strategic planning, because that's a lot of what I had done for the military. But I wanted to work with coaches. And so for like my last 8 years of civil service, I attended every Texas High School Coaches Association conference I could go to, any football clinic I could get to, and just trying to network. Well, the launch of my business was February 2020, right when COVID hit. So nobody was hiring anybody to come in. And I was like, man, necessity breeds invention. And because I had been a member of Texas High School Coaches Association for so long, I thought, you know what, let me tweak my resume. And I had access to their online job board and literally applied to like 20 entry-level coaching jobs around the state of Texas. And I always say, if it's meant to be, it's going to work out easy. And like the first place I sent it was Lubbock, Texas. And the assistant AD for personnel called me like within an hour and said, is this serious? This is what you want to do now? And I said, yep. They said, all right, I got two head coaches that are hiring. I'm going to have both of them interview you. And one of them offered me, and I interviewed both that week, and one offered me a job. And 2 weeks later, I was in Lubbock, Texas, coaching football. And so it was great because I had my teaching license. In Texas, you have to have a teaching license. So I taught at the high school, government and economics. But and I helped out with the varsity team, but my primary coaching duties those first 2 years were middle school football. And so it was great because you have 7th grade A team, a B team, 8th grade A team, a B team, and you get to coach so many different positions because you don't have as many coaches. So I got to do O-line, D-line, tight ends, got to call offenses. So it was great. And then my third year, they moved me up to varsity, so I did tight ends and fullbacks. I didn't even know flag football was a collegiate sport until one of my mentors contacted me and said, hey, I sent your resume to this a couple ADs in Kansas that are standing up flag football. And I was like, oh, she's like, no, once get ready to call you to interview you. So it was the same kind of deal. I interviewed over the phone. They asked me to come up a few days later for like the formal interview. And like 2 weeks later, they offered me the job. And 2 weeks after that, I moved to Kansas. So, I mean, I think I'm just lucky. I'm at a point in my life where, you know, my kids are all grown. My dog, you know, I've been divorced for a few years. And so my dogs don't have a vote. They go wherever I go. So I've just been able to take advantage when someone offered me an opportunity. And I'm just having my best life. I'm like, I get paid to coach football all day. Like, it's great. And I get to, at Bethel, one of the deals there was they let me help out with the men's team. And so I do a defensive analyst for our men's team. And then I'm head coach for our women's team. So, I mean, I just get to do football all day. It's perfect.
That's fantastic. And the dogs are really all you need. We're talking with Felicia Teeter, the flag football coach at Bethel. So, yeah, real quick, tell us about the event again on November 11th, Veterans Day. And you can mix in some of the rules there because it's kind of like a triangular. Is it a round robin type of thing? Y'all playing each other? Y'all on the field at the same time?
Well, so what we're going to do is we really made it as informal. Like I said, I'm standing up a new team, a freshman, and I just, you know, didn't want that first experience to just be horrid, playing more experienced teams. So what we're doing is, like, I'll play, like, Cotty's offense, go against my defense for 10 plays. Then my offense will go against Pratt's defense for 10 plays. And then Pratt will do Cotty. Then we're going to each do some special teams, which the only special teams you have in flag are punt and punt return. So we'll do those. And then we're going to do a halftime veterans recognition. And then after that, we're going to go and we're each going to play one quarter against the other two teams of live ball. And so, like I said, for special teams, you only have punt and punt return. The field we play on is 40 yards wide by 80 yards long, compared to like a regular football field is 53 and a third yards wide by 100 yards long. So we're a little bit narrower and a little bit shorter. But the first downs are line to gain. So your first down is at the 20, then the 40, then the 20. So the down marker is usually just placed at the line to gain. And so in the first series, though, they put the ball started on the 14-yard line. So for your first down, you just have to go 6 yards. And then after that, it really just depends how far the previous play carried you, how far you're going to have to go in the next series of four downs. As far as players, we play it 7 versus 7. It's kind of a combination to me. I try to describe it as like 6-man football and 7-on-7. So everybody is eligible receiver, including the center. The quarterback can run on the snap. So they don't need a lateral at first like they do in 6-man. The quarterback can run right away. The neutral zone is 1 yard as opposed to just the length of the football in tackle. And they can rush everybody or nobody on the snap of the ball. There's no time limit on the quarterback scramble, so if you don't put any pressure on the quarterback, they could run around back there all day long. Let's see.
What I else? Love it.
If the ball hits the ground, it's dead. Okay. We do use pass protection and a pass rush, but it's more like basketball screen blocking, except you can't extend your hands out to the side of your body. Like, your hands have to be – you could be in an athletic position. You don't have to put them behind your back or anything, but you can't put your hands out like you do in basketball. Yeah. So you've got to stay within the frame of your body. And it's basically like basketball as far as if I get set first and you run into me, then it's going to be on you. But if I'm moving into you, then it's going to be on me. And so if the ball is in the air, so say you throw a pass to me and I bobble it, then it's fair game until it hits the ground so anybody can – pick it off. So you can have interceptions.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. It's you've lined it up for us pretty well, and we wish you luck as your first season begins. We'll keep an eye on flag football at the NAIA level here in Kansas.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Don't ever ask anybody the rules of their sport ever again.
No. Okay.
All right. Don't do that.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to mix in a rule here or there.
Well, you know them now.
Now I know all the rules.
20, 40, 20. So basically you only make 3 first downs and you're in the end. Then it's end zone time.
And I think some of the touchdowns might be worth different points. Did she talk about any of that?
Hey, did you watch the game one there the other day, or did you watch the Pacers get absolutely annihilated?
I watched the Pacers
Madison Square Garden.
Get absolutely annihilated, and then we watched something else.
So did,
but we got the World Series coming back tonight, Game 5.
Are the Yankees back?
No,
I didn't think so.
They're going to lose tonight, aren't they?
Dodgers might want to win it at home. Yankees might be able to squeak this one out. Flaherty's gone.
All I know Cole's is this: gone. Ice Cube was better than Fat Joe. By a lot.
I just heard about it. I didn't see any of it, but I was listening to some stuff at work this morning, and I was like, what are they talking about? These guys are out there for like 6 minutes before the game.
For like 5.
Singing?
Rapping.
Just.
And Ice Cube was great, and Fat Joe was bad. I don't know. Fat Joe's a fine performer and deserves all the accolades he's received, but he was not good at Yankee Stadium before Game 3. That was just bad. It was awful.
Was it?
Yeah.
That bad?
It was pretty bad. He was rapping over a track, and you could hear the track more than you could hear him.
Oh.
And it would go before him. So like it would sound like he was repeating what the track was doing. It was just bizarre.
That's just bizarre. That's too bad.
Who you got tonight?
Oof.
And I'm talking obviously about the Pacers.
Yeah, could care less.
Do they play?
Probably going. Yeah, the Pacers do play tonight.
They play the Celtics. They're going to get smashed.
Be
don't need to watch that.
1-4 after tonight, the old Pacers. And the World Series will be 3-2. Going back to L.A. Yankees win tonight.
No chance.
Yeah, they do.
No chance.
Yeah, I think they got a chance.
You want to put it in the sim gin?
Oh, we should sim gin it up right before tomorrow.
Yeah, let's
do it. That should probably be it. We got to see if the sim gin's back on track. All the buttons are now pushed. Everything is set like it should be.
It is.
And it is time for the sim gin.
Let's see. Well, we barely even had time to put the data in there.
Oh, what do you mean? You had all the data. You got it going
in. I did my best. Let's see.
Oh, it's really thinking.
It is.
It's really humming right now. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Five zip Dodgers.
Five zip Dodgers.
That's what it says.
Wow.
They've been throwing shutouts all postseason. They're going to end it with another one.
You think so?
I don't think so. I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it's 6-4 Yankees. That's what I'm going with. 6-4 Yanks.
6-4.
6-4.
They get to Flaherty early, or is it a bullpen kind of late?
No,
charge?
I think they're going to get to Flaherty tonight.
They might. He's a little gassed.
I think they get to Flaherty.
He's been kind of tired, but he still pitched pretty well.
But I'll say 6-4. I'm going 6-4 Yankees. You got
who gets the big
the Dodgers.
Hit?
Well, Judge has to get one sooner or
you
later.
Would think.
He has.
But he
to.
Just hasn't.
I know. You'd think he's due. Freddie Freeman will hit another home run to
hit
a dinger in the first five games of the World Series.
Impressive.
You think?
I think Mookie gets one tonight, too. That wasn't in the sim gen. That's just my personal prediction. But we'll see who's more accurate.
They'll each hit a solo shot. That's my
I've had Mookie hitting a three-run bomb.
Well, that's because I don't think so. In the seventh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, hopefully... I feel better now about picking the Yankees because the Sim Gin picked the Dodgers. And the Sim Gin's 0-6
wow.
this year.
You turned on the Sim Gin quickly.
Well, I got the newer version. So
well, bring it out.
I have to.
Plug it in.
I mean, your version's 20 years young or older
than
mine.
Do you want to read the outcomes from now on from the Sim Gin?
Well, if we do the 2020 version, then I guess I have to. The 2000 version.
We'll see if we
do.
Can talk Bob into it tomorrow.
Good luck.
We do have the three-man booth tomorrow. Bob was back with the two of us. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Jamie Cruz and Felicia Teeter, our guests. Get that Odyssey app. Talk to you tomorrow. Later.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.